Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. We glorify his name. We praise his name today. Hallelujah. We honor his name today.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life. The mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship our true Father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ, and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for G-O-V. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the Ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears your heart cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy single-handed, the mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you.
Power on.
I tell you, we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you out there. Glory to God. It's another second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. And this is Bishop E.T. Byrd along with Minister Jerry Cleveland. How are you there, sir?
Amen. Bless God. Yes, sir. Yes, I am. And I'm so happy to be co-hosting this with you.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless God. Minister Jerry, can you lead us in a prayer, please?
Yes, I can. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you for answering our prayers today.
Yes.
For keeping us safe, for giving us, for the activity of our limbs and articulation of speech and able to take care of our needs today, for being with us through the night and so forth. Father, we ask that you be with us even now. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, and you are not a man that you should lie, but we expect you and we anticipate that you are with us, and only good things, positive things will be coming out of this message today. May it bless somebody, and may it show them that they can be a man of valor. Amen. Bless God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. You have joined the Men's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. We thank you for joining us on this Friday. I know I've heard a couple of people say already today, TGIF. What does that TGIF stand for?
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday, TGIF.
It's Friday.
Oh, my goodness, I tell you. So I can imagine as we go through the vicissitudes of life, the changes, the day-to-day challenges of life, hallelujah, we lean on the Lord, and we thank God for that.
Yes.
Now, glory to God. You have some opening words you want to share right now, Minister Jerry?
Well, the first thing I'd like to share is to remind everybody to go get their pencils, pens, notebook, computers, whatever they use to take notes with, jot things down for the memory. If you don't ink it, you don't remember it. So get your stuff together so that you can write. You can write the scriptures down, and you can write down what God is saying to you through the scriptures and what they mean to you as you hear them.
Thank you so much. And also, you want to get your word, you know, because you want to kind of, I think they probably would be good to do a highlighter, too, because some of these scriptures,
yeah,
we've heard over and over again, but we did not know where the addresses were, you know, where it was found.
Yes.
And I think it would be good for some folk to get a highlighter too, and highlight those scriptures as they look at the scripture in the Word of God. And Minister Jerry, I was trying to figure out what could we use as a title for today's sharing, and I didn't come. I don't know. I was trying to come up with something. I
have something very simple and very easy.
What?
Bishop,
what is,
you too can be a mighty man of valor.
You too can be a mighty man of valor. I like that. Can we use that for today?
Let's use that today. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I like you too can be a mighty man of valor.
Yes.
And one of the things that we've heard so many times, and a lot of times as men, we did not fulfill the role that God has placed for us. We hear the word rule, but really it means responsibility in our home. And one of the things that we have overlooked as men is to be skillful in the Word of God.
Yes.
Now that first scripture, you want to read that first scripture we're going to deal with today. I think it's in Ephesians.
Ephesians, yes.
Okay, can you read that? I think it's chapter 5, starting at verse 25.
Right. Husbands, as it reads, husbands, go all out in your love for your wives.
Mm.
Exactly as Christ did for the church.
Mm.
A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And what is how, and that is how the husband ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor, since they're already one in marriage. That's one. That is Ephesians 5:25-28.
You know, that's wonderful, because I know we say this is the love month, where we ought to be doing loving 365 days a year and 366 as leap year. But it's significant that it's talking about love.
Yeah.
And I know in the King James Version, it talks about watering your wife with the word of God. So that is awesome. Awesome. But what has happened is that in many households, can we be honest? Is that many households, it seems like the woman knows more about the word than the husband. Husbands, you cannot lead from behind. And those who plan to be husbands, who are not married yet, but they want, you got to make sure you're leading from in front. Hallelujah. There's another scripture we had, and this is really significant.
Now, you want me to finish reading that down to chapter 6?
Okay, what else? Is it apropos? Because I'm not sure what it is.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
It's a continuation of that previous one.
Okay.
No one abuses his own body, does he? No. He feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we're part of his body. And this is why a man leaves father and mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one flesh.
Mm.
This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clearest to me is that is the way Christ treats the church. And this proves a good provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife. Loving himself is loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband.
Praise God. That's awesome.
You know, a thought comes to me around this, Bishop, we don't abuse ourselves. As a matter of fact, some of us will buy ourselves stuff before we'll buy our wives and family stuff. Or we'll spend a lot of money on ourselves, and we won't, you know, it's supposed to be the reverse. If anybody gets the first pick, the first after the tithes and offerings and so forth, it's going to be the wife, or it should be the wife. And then if you've got something that you want to get, husband, or there's something for the children or whatever, then you carry that through. But the wife should be first.
Amen.
Just as Christ put the church first, we should put the wife first.
You know, you just made me think of this, that there are some men that they still put their mothers before their wives.
Oh, my God.
And they're out of order.
That's out of order.
That is out of order. You
yes,
and
sir.
your wife has taken over. That's why the scripture talks about you left your mother and your father.
Yes.
And you cleave unto you a wife. That woman, God first and then your wife second.
Yes.
Y'all got to understand that. Your mother is not second.
That's right.
You. It's your wife. Your father is not before your wife. Believe it or not, your children are not before your wife. The hierarchy of God is father and mother, then the children.
That's right.
And then it goes on down the line.
Yes.
So you must get it right, men. Get it right, you that are getting ready to make that step and pledge that vow and become husbands. Make sure you understand that the wife comes first in priority after God. Because there's three in your marriage. It's you, your wife, and God. You're not going to make it without God. I'm going to tell you that right now. God has to be a part of your marriage. Hallelujah. That was a good word, Minister Jerry. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, the second scripture is very interesting. You want to read that second scripture. That's Hebrews, I think, chapter 5 and verse
25, 26, 27, and 28.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Hebrews 5:25.
Yes.
Let me see.
No, it's 5:11.
5:11. Okay.
Yeah, 5:11.
Here we go. Okay.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. 5:11 through 14.
Yes, sir, because I ran out of verses here at 11 and 14, so this must be it.
You know, I'm not doing a new Bible now. You know, there's some verses may have a 25 in it, but this particular chapter 5 of Hebrews only had 14 verses.
That's it. Okay. So that's
11 through 14. Go ahead. Thank you.
That's what we, okay. I have a lot more to say about this, but it is hard to get it across to you since you've picked up this bad habit of not listening.
Stop right there.
Yes, sir.
Husbands, you've got to listen to your wives. And listen to the man of God, too, but listen to your wife. And how you listen to your wife, you listen to your wife with your face. In other words, you make sure she knows you're listening. Go ahead. Talk to her more.
Yes, sir. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourself. Yet here I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics of God again, starting from square one, baby's milk, when you should be on solid food long ago. Milk is for the beginners in experiencing God's ways. Solid food is for the mature who have some practice in telling right from wrong. That ends 14.
Okay, now, what version are you reading from?
This is a very good book. It's called The Message,
the Bible
of Contemporary Language.
Okay, that's the Message Bible.
Yes.
And the King James Version uses the word skillful. You ought to be skillful men.
Yes.
In word, not just sharing the word to your wife, but letting her know the address, where it's found.
Okay.
So she can highlight it herself. But it's important. But often we don't listen. We don't listen to the pastor. We don't listen to our wives. We don't listen to God because we pick up the Bible maybe once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we done sold out. I'm sold out. Oh, I love the Lord. If you love somebody, you don't see them just once or twice a week unless you're in the service and you station somewhere else and you come home for a weekend. I don't know. But that's kind of rough. That's called a long-distance relationship. And those kind of relationships are tenuous. They're easily go awry, you know?
Yes.
So you don't want to have a long-distance relationship with your wife. You got to be skillful in the word.
You got to know. But see, if you are not skillful in the word, it's like you got to go back to the beginning. And get somebody to teach you, because you've been in church for 20 years, 30 years, whatever, 5 years. You ought to be at the point of teaching others right now.
And teaching others teaching others does not always mean to sit down with the Word, to sit down with the Bible. But it also means to be the sample, to be the example.
I knew you were going there. That's right. Go ahead.
Yes. Because people will read what they see a lot faster than they'll pick up the Word and read it for themselves with their eyes. Yes. They will read what they see you do. And
you know
that is usually what sticks with them the most.
Well, you know, somebody told me
that's why we have to be living epistles.
Living epistles. Someone told me it had to be maybe 50 years ago that people will follow 15% of what you say and 85% of what you do.
That's right.
And so the most important thing is what you do. I love the Lord, and you come home and scream and holler at your wife or the children. There's a problem with that. You go to church and you shout all over the place and they say, oh, Deacon so-and-so or Elder so-and-so, lead us in prayer. Almighty God. And you do all of this and it sounds good. And you pay attention. You say, please excuse me to the folk in church.
Mm-hmm.
You get home and you're a bully in the house.
Yes.
God didn't call you to be a bully. He called you to bless and love your family. And just because you're a man don't mean that everybody's supposed to, when you say jump, they're supposed to say how high. You've got to stand on the word of God. That's when you know you're safe, when you share the word of God. But in order to share the word of God, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. You got to know the word of God. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
You can't share what you don't know. So, well, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to my remembrance. If you haven't read it, what is it going to bring back to your remembrance? Absolutely nothing, because you didn't read it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know what, Bishop? If you are reading the Word of God and if you are practicing the Word of God will become a part of what we call in the music world a part of your muscle memory. That means that it will automatically pop up. I don't mean just the word, but the phrase or the thought or the idea or the practice. We have to practice. I've heard people say before, I am a practicing witch, or I am a practitioner of this or that or the other. We are practicing Christianity. We are practitioners of Christ. And for in order, just like anything else, in order for us to get good at the word, in order for us to get good, to be good followers of the word as well, we have to practice. Because we're going to mess up sometimes, just like in if I'm sitting down at the keyboard and I haven't practiced, I need to get there more than once a week, more than once a month. I need to get there and put this in my muscle memory so that when I get ready to perform it, it's not me thinking about every key that you can't think every key. I'm talking from a music standpoint, because some of those keys run fast.
Yeah.
Some of those scales run fast, and you can't think that fast. So it's got to be in you.
Amen, amen. That is so true. Folks say, well, I can't remember all this. Well, Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the just is blessed.
Yes.
Don't say what you can't do. Just thank God that your memory, quote what he said, the memory of the just is blessed. And begin to put it into action.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That will feed it into your being. When you practice it, when you put it into practice, that is feeding your spirit. When I say into your being, I'm talking about your spirit. That will feed it into your spirit.
Yes.
So that when you and we are walking, talking spirits housed in this body.
Yes.
And when we are practicing having this spiritual practice, you would be surprised. It just as when you were in the world and somebody did you wrong, how that stuff popped right up. We're replacing that stuff, that other stuff. We're replacing that worldly stuff with the Word of God. And if we're practicing the Word of God, the Word of God will pop up. Not just the word, but the action of God, the accompanying action of God will follow it.
You know, Minister Jerry, you're so absolutely correct. And see, you guys got to understand, there are five levels of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Learned knowledge. And knowledge is information. There's learned knowledge. That's reading. But then there's revealed knowledge. That's the revelation. It's not enough to just to read the Bible. You got to get the revelation from the Word.
That's right.
And then the next is activity knowledge.
Yes.
You got to do the thing.
Right.
It's not going to stick unless you do the thing. Yes,
right.
You read it. Yes, you get the revelation. Okay, now let's do it. And
that
then you
practice.
Got to find someone who's doing what you've been is revealed to you to do.
Yes.
So you find a mentor, you be the mentee.
Yes.
And then finally, the last level, that's modeling knowledge. The last level is teaching knowledge. That's when you stop being the mentee and then be the mentor. In other words, you start teaching because you've been in church for 20 years. You ought to be teaching now. You ought to learn something so you can teach somebody, some young man, some young person, the way to go in the Word, the way to go as a child of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You want to be a mighty man of valor? It starts with knowing God's Word. Isaiah 43:26 says, "Bring me into remembrance, that you may be justified." It's a hallelujah paraphrase, of course. Bottom line is that you're made worthy. You're made a mighty man of valor because you bring God's word, bring him into remembrance of what he said.
Yes.
And you can say, "God, you said."
Yes.
"God, you said." Hallelujah. And the angels perk up when they hear you say, "God said." Because they heard God say it for the first time. But they know that's God's word. They perk up. You got angels that have been sitting around doing nothing. You got to put your angels to work, y'all. Hallelujah. You and your family. But you got to know this to do it. Go ahead, minister.
The angels only respond to the word of God.
Yes.
So when they hear the word of God, They this is what they do. Whatever you issue them to do, be sure that it's in the Word of God.
It lines up with the Word of God. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Make sure it lines up with the Word, because they don't go outside the Word. They don't go into what you think, what you want, what you feel, what you believe. They go after the Word. So make sure it's in the Word, and it doesn't have to always be verbatim, but it has to be the Word paraphrased, or the Word verbatim is probably the best, because you can't go wrong with that. And you
hallelujah.
But it has to be in the Word someplace. It has to be in the Word someplace. Yes, sir.
And I would just want to share this too. Your best resource is the Word of God, the King James Version Bible.
Okay.
The other versions, the Message Bible, Amplified, some of the other versions, they may expound.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic Bible, a basic scripture, is in the King James Version.
Yes, but that's the word.
But often some people get thrown aside because of the B's and thous and those and all that, and the yeas and all. But some of the other versions kind of will bring what is being said somewhat clearer to you so you can understand. But you cannot go wrong with using the King James Version Bible as your basis, because that's right. Your only Bible, and that this is for another teaching. But it's the only Bible that every page, the only version of the Holy Scripture, that every page is written in the blood of martyrs. The people didn't want the Bible in English, and they killed people because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you reverence the Word of God and go to it, because look, life is an open book test, and the book is the Word of God. Every kind of situation that you can ever think of dealing with is in the Word of God.
Amen.
You have to understand that. It's in the Word of God. It's in there. It is in there. There's 783,137 words in the King James Version Bible. It will cover what you want to deal with, what your question that you have, the concern that you have, the situation that has presented itself in front of you. There's enough words in there to cover it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Again, the title is How to Be a Mighty
you
Man
too.
Of Valor?
You too.
You too.
Can be a mighty man of valor.
A mighty man of valor. And that's just not swinging through the trees and fighting and cutting down the trees with your bare hands and running through buildings and leaping over. That's not what it is. Hallelujah. A mighty man of valor. You're skillful in knowing and using the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So,
amen.
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Be skillful. And then Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Talks about, hallelujah, the Word of God is good for righteousness sake, for reproof, for correction, for direction. You want to know direction, have you checked the Word of God? You, hallelujah. You too can be a mighty man of valor. You are the king and priest and prophet of your home. You are commanded by God to share the oracles of God, the prophetic utterances of God to your family. But if you don't know them, guess what? Your family's not going to know them unless they find it out for themselves.
Yes.
But you got to lead from in front. You can't lead from behind.
You know. One thing to say about that. I thought about that. Today, you have to, I was in the room, in the classroom, and I was trying to give instruction, but I was sitting from the back, I was sitting in the back of the room. And that came to me, that word came to me. I mean, I don't know that it's the word of God, but I know that it is true. You can't lead from behind. So I had to get up. That came to me. You can't lead from behind. You can't tell. I had to get up and go to the front of the room and give that same instruction. And I felt like that was the right thing to do. That was the best way to do it.
That is so correct. And it is in the Word of God. Deuteronomy 28 says, you're the head and not the tail.
Okay.
Above only and not beneath.
Oh, yes.
You try to lead. And the Word of God, glory to God, likens his children as sheep. And if you've ever had cattle or sheep, now you can drive cattle from behind.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot drive sheep from behind. They were scattered in all different directions. You got to lead them. You lead sheep. You drive cattle. Now, God, as far as I know, has not likened his people as cattle.
Right.
But likened them as sheep. He told Peter three times, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs.
Right.
You got to be in the front to do that. You can't be behind and tell them, y'all sheep, y'all go this way. They're not going to follow. They will go all different places, different directions. And you got to talk about finding the one lost sheep. You're going to have to find a whole 99 sheep that lost. Maybe one might stick. But you got to lead from the front. They will follow you. And every now and then, one may go astray. That's called a backsliding sheep. He may go astray. But he'll put the 99 in a safe place. Y'all stay here by this water and by this tree. I'll be back. And he'll go find the 99, the one that's missing, and bring him back to the fold. That's what he does. But you got to lead from in front, y'all. Men, even young boys, you got to learn. You got to be, find a strong male figure to be mentored by. And I don't mean, somebody got big muscles and stuff like that. Somebody has big muscles in the word. He can quote the scriptures and tell you where it's found. It's not enough to tell, it's in the Bible, because so many people have said so many things down through the ages that are not in the Bible. So that's why it's good to ask, okay, where's the address? Where is it found? That's why we give you the address. We tell you where it's found. You men, I don't care if you're a deacon or elder, even a pastor, you look here. You ought to be teaching now. You've been in service. You've been in the body of Christ for 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years. You ought to be a teacher, not still sucking on milk. Somebody tell you something, and you say, whoa, I never heard that before. But it's in the Bible. Y'all got to stay in the word, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And
go ahead. Yes.
One other quick message before we close out, Bishop, is that, don't find yourself condemned because of, there is now no condemnation, because whatever it is that you think is holding you back is under the blood. It's been covered.
Yes.
It's been dealt with and it's been forgiven.
Yes. That's important.
Therefore, you stand in the righteousness of Christ, and you go forward with your life. Some of us, the enemy, have captured us and told you, you are not worthy, you can't do it because of this or that or the other thing. But you fight back, and you say, oh, no, Christ died for me and that sin and that issue. And I'm going forward in the word.
You know, that is, I'm glad you shared that. Because, see, y'all got to understand, men, that there's therefore now no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
If you start getting condemnation, that's not God.
No.
Guilt trip, that's not God. That's the devil. And you tell the devil, I am strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
The devil get to stepping, because he don't like you saying that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But no, any guilt trip. I used to tell people, put you on guilt trips. They're either full of the devil or being used by the devil.
That's right.
God don't put you on a guilt trip.
That's right. Anytime Paul can say, that wasn't me. That wasn't me killing them Christians. No, that guy is dead.
I'm going to tell you, y'all need to understand that. And somebody comes up to you and try to get you to do something and try to put you on a guilt trip, you can say immediately, oh, no, you can say no, because they're either pulling the devil or they're being used by the
devil.
Or
they're being used. That's right.
And that's Romans 8:1. If you'd like to give the addresses so you can check it out for yourself. But it's important for you to understand that. God wants to bless all of you. Men, you too can be mighty men of valor.
Amen.
Oh, that is so wonderful. You think, you know your wife will appreciate you being the mighty man of valor. Your fiance, you're getting ready to get married. When she sees God's grace, mercy, and fact that you're a mighty man of valor, you know the word, you speak the word, you love like the word, say, my goodness, I say, she's going to say, thank you, Jesus. She's going to be thanking God a whole lot.
Oh, yes.
What you present to her. Hallelujah. A mighty man of valor. You, too, can be a mighty man of valor. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Jerry, for joining us on this second Friday of the month. God bless you real good.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Your household, God bless you.
Thank you.
And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you, oh God, for what our hearts and our ears have heard and felt. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, and we give you the glory. And Father God, we bless, hallelujah, every man, every young boy who's heard the message on today. Hallelujah. Be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath.
Yes.
Because you too can be a mighty man of valor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. So tune in to next month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we will have another session of men's fellowship. God bless you.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life, thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship our true Father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the 15. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, His presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the Ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears your heart cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy. Single-handed, the mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. You have just heard the men's fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Join us at 7 a.m. in the morning for morning worship. And the number to call is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Again, to join us for morning worship at 7 a.m., call 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. And, of course, you can join us for Sunday International Victory Service at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. You can join us virtually by calling 515-602-9787. Or you can come and join us in service live at 3007 Iona Terrace, I-O-N-A. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. The next program you will hear will be the Women's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. God bless you real good. We'll see you next month for the Men's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come. That's what I want to be. For all the world to see, and living inside of me, joyfully, God, Lord, not following the crowd, His own. That's not what life's about. Once he extends his hand, reveals his plan, and I know wherever he leads me, that's no place where he really needs me. And better than that, be great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the Women's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Bird, for being my technician.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And tonight we're going to talk about co-host tonight is Elder QB Stevenson, and she's the director of our Good News Youth Club. But I believe Elder QB Stevenson is someone that can talk well on this subject tonight. And I thank God for her. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
And we're going to go before the throne and just say a few words of prayer. We want the hearts that's going to hear tonight to be receptive of what the word of God says. Hallelujah. About sex.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know everybody's ears perked up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God, for you leading, guiding, blessing, directing. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything being done and said in decency and order. Anoint the hearts, Lord God, of the hearers. Lord God, anoint our mouths. Lord God, let us speak as what the word of God will say on the subject. In the name of Jesus, not wavering. Hallelujah. Taking a stand, Lord God. Even if it's not the most popular stand, Lord God, we are not worried about the world. We worried about what you and your word says, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And good evening, Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Dear sister in the Lord, and I always ask the Lord, believe it or not, even I believe it, I ask the Lord when it comes to the subject that is to be talked about, and or this to be shared, and even when in the mornings when we have our morning prayer, the Lord, what scripture to share, you know? And I know, and some people, they may feel that, my goodness, you should pick any scripture, you know, talk about anything. Encourage the people, talk whatever you want to talk about. No, I belong to God, and I was brought with a price. I want to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. And because people will hang on to your every word, they'll take your word as gospel. So you even have to watch how you joke, how you play, and everything. Because people hold on to your words, and we are an example. We are an example of holiness. And even in saying that, even when it comes to us dating, when it comes to I would say picking a mate, although God may show us who the mate is, and we, you know, someone gets interested, we still have to say yes. We still have to, okay, I'll pick you, dude. You know, I mean, some things may seem elementary. You know, the people of God has a different standard than the people of the world. Hallelujah. And tonight we want to talk about being virtuous. We want to talk about how the women in the church are to keep themselves until marriage, how they are supposed to carry themselves when it comes to dating, kissing, and even something as minor as holding hands, dressing. And I'm going to tell you something. When I was coming up, oh, my gosh, in the home that I came up in, we were very strict. My mom, she had seven girls, and believe me, we had the strict, strict foundation. Yeah. We did not wear slacks. We wore dresses. I did not wear a pair of pants until I was married and I was having my last daughter, and I was 25 years old. Believe me, and when I was dating my children's father, the gentleman that I married when I was 20 years old, it was and when he came to pay a visit, he was sitting at one end of the sofa. I was sitting at the other end of the sofa, and my mother was standing in the doorway of the living room.
I know that's right.
And I was like, I don't know what she thought was going to happen in her living room, but it was like she was going to make sure it wasn't nothing happening. And but she was looking at him, and she was probably reading him like a book. And I guess she had to have her eyes on him so God can let her know, what's this coon boogie up to? Whatever. Because I tell you, one guy that was dating one of my other sisters, when he said it, when my mother looked at him, her eyes pierced, tell me he wanted to jump out of his skin and run down the street. It was just like my mother was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she could tell when one of them boys was coming around her girl for the wrong reason.
Yes.
And all I get. But the saints of God, the women in the church that's filled with the Spirit of God,
yes,
we have a different standard than the women of the world.
Definitely.
We aren't supposed to go out with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, wear our skirts up to a yin-yang. We're supposed to carry ourselves a certain way. We don't talk
That's
a
right.
certain way. We don't look a certain way. We
Amen.
Don't hang out in places where someone can say, "Oh my goodness, I saw this so-and-so down on the corner, and he was and some other guy had his hands all around her." And then they said, "We should be a woman of God should be able to be seen anywhere. Somebody should be able to
That's
say,
right.
oh, it's something different about that woman. It's
Amen.
Something different
Amen.
About her, and her clothes should be she should be the epitome of sanctification."
Amen.
Somebody should be able to look at her and say, wow. And, you know, and we think a lot of times women, I know women in the world think you have to show a little bit to attract the man's attention. No,
mm-hmm.
if you cover up some, that would attract their attention too, because their mind going to be thinking, I wonder what's under all of that. You know? I saw a woman out there to say, if there are any little children in the room, any little girls in the room, let them know they need to hear how they need to carry themselves.
Amen.
They need, because a lot of times, even in the schools, there are, the standard for today has been so relaxed.
Very relaxed.
And it's like, even in the church, one of my daughters said, "Mom, when I tell a guy I'm celibate, he runs quicker than a man in the world." Like, what? Say, yeah, so I guess she get it right out there, in the open. She said, "No, I'm celibate," because they found out that the men that they call themselves meeting in church had the same thing on their mind that the joke men out in the world do.
That's right, so true.
And so therefore she tell them right off the bat, "Hey, I'm celibate." And before
mm-hmm.
you know it,
they get gone.
Yes, they're gone. I'm saying, like, what? She said, "Yes, Ma." I'm thinking, like, wow, goodness grief. And I tell you, and they be gone. But 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So therefore, we can't do any and everything, any and everything with our body. We have to give this body up to God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So therefore, we can't, I was telling one of my daughters this evening, I said, the way the male and the female's body is, the men are there. You can't make a deposit in a man's body. The women, the way our body is made, they make deposits in us.
Yes.
So therefore, we can't run around with this one and run around with that one and this and that. We are receivers. The way God made us, we are receivers. So therefore, we have to be careful what we receive.
That's right.
And believe me, and what I remember, I don't know, it was my mom or whoever told me, who someone said that when we, I guess, are intimate with a person, they are intimate with everybody that we have been intimate with.
Exactly.
So therefore, if let's say we run around suit. Everybody that needed the suit and ran around with, when my husband go to bed with run around suit, he's gonna be having a piece of everybody that run around suit I've been with.
That's right. Amen.
So you don't want that. You don't want that when you can, and the diseases and stuff that's out here today. I was told there's one disease that kills you quicker than AIDS. You don't want something that you got to get a shot for. Some things a shot ain't gonna kill.
That's right.
Well, the germs today, you don't want these germs and stuff. And believe you me, a man ain't going to tell you, "Oh, I got AIDS. Oh, I got this. I got that." And the men know how to go into the church.
Yes.
They know how to act safe. They know how to roll on the floor and pretend like they're speaking in tongues to get that virtuous woman in the church, to get that sister in the church that's dressing just right. And he knows she's looking for a husband. And before you know it, and he says, oh, I like you, sister. And before you know it, they marching down the aisle. That she was so hungry for a husband, and her family been telling her for so long, girl, you're 30 years old. Girl, you're 35 years old. You ain't bring me no grandbabies, and you ain't this. You going to be an old maid. I'd rather be a live old maid than a dead old maid. And these days, I'd rather be a live old maid and no diseases running down my legs than some dead old maid and with something that a needle can't cure.
That's right. Amen.
I'm serious, because how are you going to help anybody? You got to go to the hospital. You got to get pills. You got to get shots. You got to do this and that. And when you've been saving yourself for your husband and then this man, then you were fooled by some Johnny come lately in church that said he was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost and spitting and blowing bubbles and fooled you and then gave you some disease.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my goodness. The word of God says flee, and it says flee fornication. Sometimes the women, people of the world will make you feel, sometimes the church too, oh, girl, you know you better go on and try him. That's one of the dumbest things I ever heard. Girl, you know you got to try him to see if y'all are fit. Are you serious? If God made him anatomically correct and made you anatomically correct, don't you know God can make everything fit jointly together like it's supposed to be? But the enemy will make us think, oh, girl, you have to try the man just like you try on a pair of shoes. I've heard it said, when you're going to buy a pair of shoes, don't you try them on first? I actually heard it. They said, don't you try on a pair of shoes first? It's like, oh my gosh, the saints of God, we have to preach what is right. We have to stand on the word of God. We can't pick up the cliches and the lack of morals that the world has picked up. We can't say what they say. We can't do what they say. It's right. We are brought with the, we are bought with a price. Hallelujah. We have the answer to God, and we have the answer to a much higher calling than the women of the world. And some of the women in the world, no one has even taught them.
That's right.
They haven't taught them, so they wonder like, well, why I can't find a good man? All I'm gay or in jail. Okay, well, you need to get in church and sanctify and get sanctified. So God bring you a sanctified man. So he'll bring you somebody good. All of the men not in jail. All of them not gay. There's some men out there that's still waiting for a Holy Ghost-filled woman.
That's right.
And women, and my daughter Pam told me she said, there are some men that's keeping themselves too. It's just not broadcast. It's just not talked about.
That's right. Amen.
But there's some, thank God, there's some Holy Ghost-filled men out there, too, that's not slinging their wood out there for every girl that's trying.
All right, Sister Peter, you want even one.
And it's in the church. We've seen in the news, pastors having babies, people, women in congregation, and it's stuff like that. And it needs to be taught from the pulpit.
Amen.
We have to say sanctified. God wants a clean vessel. We can't get up in church and pray and worship God on Sundays and do whatever we want to do from Monday to Saturday.
Amen. That's true.
When I was on praise and worship team at Word and Faith Fellowship, I was so scared to get up there. I would make sure I was standing. I was holy and one before I get up, because I was too scared. I'm serious. I was scared I was going to drop dead if I got up here and wasn't living a holy life. Yes. Oh, no. We prayed in the side rooms before we got up there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we take God for a joke. He is not to be taken for a joke. Mm-hmm. If we stay sanctified before God, and God will honor it. He will honor the stand that we've taken for him. He knows what we want. He cares about the things that we care for. You can tell God, Lord, I want a husband that cares for me like you care for the church.
That's right. That's
and God will give us that husband. You want a man of God, a mighty man of valor. If you're feeling bad, he knows how to lay hands on his wife and rebuke the devil, to rebuke
That's
the
right.
enemy.
Amen.
To stand there to be able to wash his wife with the water of the word. You want a husband that's going to be able to pray. He's not going to allow just any everything to come against his family, come against his home,
mm-hmm.
come against his children.
With his family. Amen.
Hallelujah. You want all of that.
Yes,
but
you,
but why in the world, why would God give you something like that when you just, you no, 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 no.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen so much in, and well, I hear so much, and sometimes, you know, you don't know what to say to your daughters when they come to you and tell you, Ma, when you know, and they're trying to live saved and holy for the Lord, and then they come across stuff like that. They,
yes.
Ma, the ones that I meet, they're supposed to be saved, and they run quicker than the men of the world. And only thing that I can tell them, I've always had the word of God to share with my daughters.
All you need.
And hey, take your stand. Your standard has to be the word of God. God doesn't lie. God's word will not fail. His word will not fail you. And hey, it's God's going to have your back. When you take a stand for him, God got your back. God knows there's a man out there that's looking for a saved, virtuous woman. So, therefore,
Amen.
You hold up the bloodstained banner for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Sister Kibi, gone on a tangent. But the women in the church. I tell you, but the women of old, a long time ago, the women of old, they used to sit the young ladies down, and they used to teach them.
They
used to teach them. Yes.
How to walk, how to wear their clothing. Back in the day, they had dollies on their heads, and our skirts had to cover our thighs.
Yes.
Be too tight. You didn't show your cleavage.
Yes, yes.
Those things. You had to look holy.
Yes, yes. For real.
If I can jump right in here, I just want to say good evening, my queens. You are so precious, and you've been brought with the blood of Jesus, and you are precious. And our subject this evening is sex in the single church.
Yes.
When I heard that, Sister Peter said, can you come on board, you know, to elaborate or give your thoughts on what God gives you? And I said, sex in the single.
You're single lady. Yes, single church lady.
Single church lady. I said, they don't belong in the same sentence because single church ladies should not be having sex.
Amen.
Because already it goes against the word of God.
Mm.
Because he told us to stay pure and not to...
Thank
it's
you.
It's fornication.
Thank you.
Proverbs
Thank
4:14 says, enter not into the path of the wicked.
Thank
and
you.
Go not in the way of evil men.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
means a lifestyle. You don't even put yourself in the audience or in the way of things that are sinful. You
yes.
purposely choose not to be in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are around other situations, it's a way that you carry yourself, the way you dress. Your clothes are not too tight. You're not showing cleavage. And therefore, we don't even have to dress like the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible tells us we dress up in the word of God. Because when God gives you wisdom how to dress,
yes.
that is attractive. And
yes.
that is alluring to men.
Because yes.
we know if you know about the seven pillars of wisdom, if you're coachable and you have a teachable spirit, that's attractive. If you have a burning desire to be excellent
yes.
and to please God, that's attractive.
Yes.
If you have a willing spirit, willing to work and go the extra mile, a man is looking at that, she works well, and you don't have to tell her everything, and she will go the extra way. And if you have a heart of integrity, honesty, that's going to be exposed in the way that you go and carry yourself.
Yes.
And if you have a loving heart, how
yes.
you treat other people, how you talk to other people, they know you are a woman of God.
Praise
if you have a forgiving heart, that means if there's a wrong done to you, you don't hold a grudge, but you let it, you go and address it. When you take it in prayer, when you don't act in an unmanly way to embarrass God, not let them know that you're a child of God, because the word says you will know my people by their love.
Praise God.
If you have a giving heart, that means you're charitable. You help the poor. You help the church. You help anybody that's in need.
Praise
if a
God.
Man is looking for a wife, he's looking for these attributes to be present.
Mm.
He's looking how you're carrying yourself.
Yes.
And the word of God is right there for you.
Yes.
Philippi 4:9 says, those things which he has both learned and received and heard and seen in me. And God is saying, if you've seen these attributes and you've learned them, you've received them, they're the characteristics of your lifestyle, then the fruits of the Spirit is abiding within, that's attractive. You don't have to put on anything that's false of the world. You can carry yourself with dignity with your head up high. You can speak the word, live the word, ask the word out in everything that you do, because you are a woman of God. You are a prized possession. The way you carry yourself is the way they will treat you. So how are you treating yourself? How are you treating yourself? Are you knowing that you're valuable? So therefore, you don't just go by anything that comes down the street with any slogan. Even if you're in a room and the conversation is not wholesome, you dismiss yourself. You don't make a spectacle of yourself ever. But you act in love, but you act with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You have discernment of spirit. You want to display God in a righteous way. What would Jesus do in this situation? On jobs, women are put in certain types of situations. On dates, we're in certain types of situations. We have to know how to carry ourselves and how to be graceful in letting Satan know, no, you can't go here, and no, those are not my standards. And if they respect you and care about you, they will respect what you're saying and how you're acting. And then you can still be loving and kind, but you have boundaries. So you live like you have boundaries, because who's your daddy? You don't want to disrespect God.
Amen.
You don't want to dishonor him, that he has chosen you to be a female, to be a daughter of his, a wife of his, a young lady of his. Even if you're not wanting to get married, it's still a way to carry yourself.
Amen.
It's lovingly with God's word.
Thank you.
His word adorns you gracefully, because you are a woman of God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's tight, but it's right.
Oh, that's right.
It's tight, but it's right. And the world was, that they would, you know, when they hear something, when they hear the standards of, you know, the women in church, what? Girl, I couldn't do that if I was you.
But see, we can't allow our feelings to get into it, because it's not about feelings. Because feelings will get you jacked up or trip you up.
Every time.
So you have to act what you know, what the Bible has said and what the Lord has said about you. He always has the best for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Yes.
They're for good and not for evil. We have to believe what he says about us.
Amen.
And look in the word of God. Proverbs is a wonderful book to read from cover to cover, all 31 chapters.
Yes.
And when you go to the 30th, 31st chapter, you see what a woman is supposed to be all about.
Yes.
How beautiful she is doing spiritually. Her inner man outgrows the outer man.
Yes.
And that's from God. She is a woman who listens to the Lord, not to the world system or girlfriends or anybody else, because she has to dance to a different drumbeat, the drumbeat of the Holy Spirit. Represents him well.
Yes. And sadly, sad to say that in the first few books of Proverbs, in the beginning, it talks about the female that talks with her feet and bats the eye and captures the man.
Amen.
And tells him, oh, my husband's gone on a long journey, and he's taking a bag of money with him, so we can have our fill of love all night long. And her words capture. It's the power that females are powerful, and speak to a man and that the and it's the way God has given us attributes, but we supposed to use them the correct way. Not to capture some man that's supposed to be on his way home to his wife, but we done catch him because we done bat our eyes and he done took too many looks and is captured and we've just talked with our lips and bat our eyes and have captured his heart.
We are powerful. There is power that God has given us, but we're not supposed to use it on the wrong for the wrong reason and the wrong one, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and God will hold us accountable.
And God is always looking at our heart, our intent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we put on something, you can look in the mirror and say, oh, this is okay. And the Lord will say, no, that's a little bit too tight. The cleavage is there. Either pin it up and wear something else.
Mm-hmm.
He will put a little check in your spirit because mm-hmm. he doesn't want his daughter to be displayed in the wrong way or be taken in the wrong fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you want respect and honor to always come to her.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a woman of God, you're always praying and looking to the Lord. He will give you discernment of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even some places that you cannot go, it's not sinful or anything yet like that. But sometimes he doesn't want you in the arena of the conversation that's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have girlfriends, but sometimes they're not talking the talk that will be respectful to the Lord. So it
mm-hmm.
makes you put away certain girlfriends, and the Lord will give you those that you can talk to that
yes.
will, you can hold up the bloodstained banner of the Lord, where you iron
yes.
sharpens iron.
Yes.
You want to always give God glory.
Yes.
You don't want to have an opportunity for a small fight, Lord, even to compromise. So you watch your friends. You
yes.
ask God to show you who you should be around and who
yes.
you should not.
Yes.
And some people you have to love from afar. Not that you're being discriminatory to that degree, but you're not to judge,
mm-hmm.
but you are to love. But you have to love in different fashions
mm-hmm.
and different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you will attract even that one, that young lady, that means be flamboyant. She may even talk about you. But in her mind, in the back of her mind, she said, I wish I could be just like her, but I don't know how. So we're supposed to make being a Christian look attractive and even make everyone thirsty, man, woman, or child, because of the way we carry ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because we represent Jesus Christ. He paid everything for us, and he's worth everything. So I sit down. I'm learning continuously to sit down and allow Christ to stand up in me because I desire him to fatten up my inner man so we'll flow to the outside, and the world will see just who I am.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God will give us the opportunity to witness to
yes,
that
will.
One that's stirring. Sometimes they may, and you never know when you're being watched. So you never know.
All the time.
Yes,
right.
And you may never know who has their eyes on you or whatever.
Right.
And somebody was saying like, wow, you know, I used to watch you, and it's a you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember when before my husband and I got married, the neighborhood that we used to live in, I used to play outside with my children. Used to take up time with my children, and the other new neighborhood children would play. And they I guess I was the only parent out there playing with the children,
mm-hmm.
and all. But I didn't know that the nuns in the convent across the street was watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw them outside, but you never know who's peeping from behind the curtains. And stuff like that. And they say, we're the only, you're the only mother we see around here trying to raise their girls like that, and we're going to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent my girls to private Catholic school. I said, but if that was one person that said it, how many people did not say that they were watching me?
That's right.
See, we have to watch, and because we make thoughts of, or we have thoughts of people when we look at them
yes.
in their clothing and the way they wear their hair and how they put their lipstick on. Sometimes we say, oh, that color lipstick don't go with her complexion. We never say those things out of, but it may be just a thought. Nothing
yes.
wrong with the thought, you know, some thoughts we need to keep to ourselves, you know, but you can't, some things you can't help but think. You know, when you know, observing somebody, watching somebody, you know, but how many people are watching us, watching our walk, watching us when we go to church on Sundays? And I guarantee you, some people know your schedule better than you do.
That's true.
They know, she go to church on Sunday. And you know what? And these same people, because they know that you're a church lady, they may not know the words of being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified, but they'll just say, oh, that's a church lady. That's
mm-hmm.
a church lady right there. And they may not know to say, oh, miss, are you saved or whatever, but they know when they have some trouble in their family, in their house, or I'll say some bad luck. I don't use the word luck, but the world
mm-hmm.
does. They say, they know who to find to ask for some prayer.
That is so true.
They know who's, and miss, can you be praying for my family, please?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They know it. They know there's a difference. Yes. And sometimes, but sometimes they think it's something that you it's so deep that they can't get. No, but God ain't deep. God ain't deep. Only thing we got to do is give them an invitation to come go to church with me. And that's it. And you'll be surprised how many will take you up on it, on the invitation. Hallelujah. And sometimes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And sometimes people want to be different. But they've never had anybody in their life to show them how. They've never had anybody to teach them. To hey, this is the way you do this, baby. This is the way. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. They sometimes they never had anybody to lock arms with them and say, "I'll show you," and to like possibly invite them over their house and say, "Hey, this is how you." And you know, not out in the open to embarrass them or make them feel bad, but say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to pick you up one day to bring you over my house." And you're able to sit down with that young lady and to share some things.
That's right.
And it's just between you and her. It's just between you and her. Nobody else has to know about it. Nobody has to. It's not something you're going to broadcast or anything. And before you know it, you'll see the difference in the dressing, the difference in the clothes. And don't talk about nobody. You ain't going to take them out and get and shop and take them shopping. They may have to dress up to the yin yang. Maybe that's all they had to wear.
Yeah, that's true.
So therefore, when God bless you, you take that person shopping.
There you go. Amen.
Just say, hey, you know what? Can we hang out next week? And then surprise the young lady and take her someplace to someplace that's going that has clothing in her style now. Not something to look. You gonna look bring church little grandmommy because she ain't gonna wear it. And you know what? That'll bless her heart so much.
Definitely.
Will bless her heart.
Love. Yes.
Yes. And it's love. And that's how the world is going to show. That's how the world sees the difference in the. Oh, that's the difference between us and the world. The love that we share with one another.
Amen.
And we're not going to tear somebody down. They're not going to hear us talking about nobody. When it's just me and that person not going to hear me criticizing or complaining about sister so-and-so. And this that. No. We're going to build each other up, talking about how we can just bless each other and this and talk about the goodness of the Lord. You can't get in no trouble talking about Jesus.
No, you can't.
You can't nobody say, oh, yeah, she was running down the pastor, running down sister so-and-so. No, we talked about Jesus all day long. Believe me, it's enough stuff in the Bible. And my mother used to say, y'all want to read them true romance stories? Read the scripture. It's all in the scripture.
That's right.
Okay. It's all, people would be, I guess, blown away. They knew all of the stuff, in the scriptures.
That's right.
I mean, it's enough love stories.
Stories
it's enough,
everything.
Yes. It's enough love stories.
So true.
Yes.
True.
It's enough there in the scriptures to captivate your mind, and you won't want to put the Bible down. It's like.
Sister Peaches, I was thinking about the mindset of a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, her first lover is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
She should be spending all of her time in front of him.
Yes.
Searching the scriptures, hearing what God wants to do with her life,
seeking
his face. If she wants a husband, he's supposed to find her working in the field of the Lord.
Yes.
So therefore, there's where her focus is. She has time for nothing else but doing what God wants her to do, being a daughter of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and being a perfect one. She gives him this, her mind, her heart, her soul, her everything, and the talents. And as she gets closer to the Lord, it doesn't get wasted. Because even after she's a wife, she can use all those tools and skills in her marriage because she has a relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
She'll know how to treat her husband as well because she has been a great daughter to Jesus Christ. He has been her father. He has been her everything. So therefore, she has not wasted anything. In fact, she's richer being single and seeking the Lord's face. Coming, running after him.
Yes.
And that keeps her crown on straight when she becomes a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband will really cherish her because he sees all these valuable attributes in her as a woman of God because of the way she carries herself.
Yes.
So he knows he has a prize.
Yes.
And it makes her love, makes him love her that much more.
Yes.
She is truly a woman of God.
Yes. And he'll know she's not a busybody running in and out of other people's houses and stuff like that. And there's a scripture that says that the single woman cares for the things of the husband.
Yes.
We have to. She has to care for the things of the married one. The single one cares for the things of God, and that married one has to care for the things of her husband.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will teach.
Yes.
Will teach her how to align things up. How to put that with her priorities. So therefore, when she does get married, she'll have her priorities in line.
Well, Proverbs gives it to you from A to Z exactly how you should center yourself as a believer of Christ. And it really helps a woman get focused and know what God expects of her, where she can be an asset to her husband, so she can be a blessing to him and to the family and the children as they come along.
Yes, and he will surely trust in her.
Yes.
He will trust her. He will trust her. And that means so much, because what is a relationship between a husband and wife without trust?
Amen.
Without trust. That's why it pays to do the right thing before you even walk down the aisle, so that your husband will trust you. Hallelujah. After you get married, because he'll know, oh, we did the right thing. She did the right things. We carried it right before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things she would allow me to do or even talk to her about before we got married. So I know, hey, she's only mine now that we married.
Women need to understand how precious they are to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're his daughter. They are his workmanship.
Yes.
His masterpiece, his trophy.
Yes.
We have to think more of ourselves than we have. Women have gone through a lot. They've had a lot on their plate. But when you look in the Word of God and you see who you are and how he cherishes us, it makes you fall in love with him to know that you're valuable and you're precious.
Yeah.
And therefore you can carry yourself in that way, not acting like you're all that in a bag of chips, but knowing that you're precious to him because he loves you.
Yes.
And his love will overflow into you. And that's the type of love that you give to others.
Yes, hallelujah. We are precious to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are hallelujah. We thank God for our topic tonight. And hopefully I did not offend anybody. If I did, please forgive me. Women, be encouraged to live for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah. And with the standard of holiness that you have taken, believe me, God's going to bless you for taking it.
Amen.
God is going to bless you. He's not going to allow you to lose anything on this earth that he ain't going to restore back to you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When it comes to friends, family, hallelujah, if the stand you're taking for him caused people to run away from you, thank God they weren't your friends anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for letting them run. Hallelujah.
You don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
That's right. If you're dating some young man and he tries to get to bases he ain't supposed to, let the joker go. God will bring you somebody holy and filled with the Holy Ghost, somebody that's looking for a virtuous, sanctified, filled the Holy Ghost woman like you. Hallelujah. We thank God for tuning in with us this evening. Hallelujah. We'll see you next month on the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. But join us every morning for praise and worship. We have a hallelujah good time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dial 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once he extends his hand,
Let me and his love.